Welcome, 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 family. Before we get started on today's episode, my mentor, my friend, Phil is hosting a boot camp for federal workers and laid off personnel. Save the date for March 10th through the 14th. Again, March 10th through the 14th. Check it out. I also have it in the comment sections for you, so you can just click the link and go there. So take advantage of this amazing opportunity that my friend is putting on and mentor. It's going to be some great training. Well, with no further ado, let's get into what you're here for today. And as we say, let's get to work. Are you leading your team or are you just managing tasks? Do you think your title makes you a leader? Think again. If you don't lead by example, no one, and I do mean no one, will follow you. You mind if I tell you a short story? See, a few years ago, family, I worked with this project manager. Let's just call him Bob. And he had all the certifications, you know, the fancy title, the amazing resume, but the team couldn't stand working with him. You probably say, well, why? Because he expected everyone to stay late to meet deadlines, but he was the first one out the door at the end of at 5 p.m. He demanded quick responses to emails, but took days to reply himself. He preached about you need to be accountable. You need to, be on time at meetings. You need to. But when things went wrong, he made a decision, not a choice, to point fingers instead of taking responsibility. Then one day, a major deadline was at risk and the team was struggling. So instead of being the exceptional project manager that his resume stated, he sent a long email blaming people for falling behind. That was the moment when the team mentally checked out. See, no one went the extra mile. No one trusted his leadership. And ultimately, the project suffered not because of his lack of skills, but it was because he had no reason, they had no reason to follow them. So that experience right there, family, taught me a critical, and I do mean critical, lesson. Leadership is not about telling people what you do. If you want respect, you have to earn it. If you want your team to be accountable, you need to be the most accountable person in the room. If you want commitment, you have to show commitment first. So here's the question. Are you leading by example or are you just expecting your title to do the work? Point number one, lead by example, not by title. So your team will follow what you do, not what you say. If you expect accountability, transparency, and professionalism, you must embody these traits yourself. You know, I remember my mom would always say, she said, I don't want you to do as I do. I want you to do as I say. And we would laugh about it because I would challenge her again in a very respectful way. We would laugh about it because I would say, well, mom, you're doing such and such. She was like, I'm grown. So the point I'm trying to make here, family, is that this is important as a project manager who leads by example. You want to earn respect. You want to foster a culture of responsibility and accountability. And this minimizes resistance from your team. Here's my actionable tip. Arrive at meetings prepared. Meet your own deadlines that you have set and handle challenges calmly. See, your behavior sets the tone for how your team operates. Point number two, communicate with clarity and purpose. See, having communication that's ambiguous causes confusion, delays, and unnecessary back and forth discussion. See, when your communication is rattled or it doesn't sound, you know, that good, it just creates confusion. Here's why this is important. Clear, concise, and direct communication prevents misunderstanding, keeps stakeholders aligned, and saves time. Here's my actionable tip. Use structured formats for emails and updates, you know, bullet points, summaries, and next points. I'll even dig deeper on that. When I send out an email, I send it out for a meeting recap or anything of that nature. I make sure, this is why I always tell you, family, start looking at copywriting books or people that do copywriting. This is where I learned how to structure my email because I want to make it actionable. My subject line may say action required. This is telling them, hey, there's something in here important for you to look at, because you have to keep in mind, you're communicating up and down the letter, meaning you're communicating with executives down to directors to and down to your project team. So you want to make sure that if you have something that is actionable and very important that the team needs to be cognizant of, then you want to ensure that they take action and read that. So, and always verify that your message was understood correctly. This is another thing that I do as well, is that when I'm in meetings, I'll go over the meeting recap that may have been sent out, and only do this if I notice that there's no, people are not taking action, or there seems like, and you can tell that there's some confusion because nobody won't say anything. So when you go to your next meeting, bring up your meeting recap and say, hey, I'm going over the actionable items. Just want to follow up and see where we're at. Just also the body of the email. Just want to make sure everyone is aligned of where we're at. Point number three, learn to listen more than you speak. Okay, maybe I'm talking to myself here. Because, you know, many project managers focus on too much on talking, directing, and instructing. But real leadership involves listening and understanding. When I first started off in my career, family, I had to learn this, and I'm still learning it. I've gotten much better than I was, because when I became a project manager, I thought I was in power because I was like, I need to direct them, I need to do this. But I first need to listen to what is the need and then move forward by directing and having a back and forth conversation. Why is this important? Because listening, you gather insights, you understand team dynamics, and it detects potential issues before they actually escalate. Here's my actionable tip. In meetings, actively take notes, actively listen to what is being said, as well as, I love what one of my mentors said, also learn what is not being said. And then repeat back those key points to confirm an understanding. Another actionable tip here is always ask open-ending questions to encourage discussion. What is an open-ended question? That means that you're not going to ask a question where somebody is going to have the ability to say yes or no. You want to ask, so what did you gather out of today's meeting? This makes them formulate a sentence of what was understood. By the way, family, if you haven't, pick up that Secrets of Success Project Manager book, as well as the Magnetic Project Manager. Really two great books, especially for my new project managers. That Secrets of Success Project Manager book will be a great read for you to get started in your journey. Point number four, address problems early before they become actual crisis. See, many project issues start small, and I do mean small, but they escalate when ignored. Why is this important? Early intervention prevents costly delays and reduces stress and builds credibility as a proactive leader. Here's my actionable tip for you today, family. Set up weekly risk check-ins with your team. If something kind of feels off, address it immediately. Don't wait. Don't sweep it under the rug, because if you don't do that, what happens is now it becomes a full-blown problem. Point number five, own your mistakes and move quickly. If you're trying to cover up mistakes or blame others, damages trust, it weakens your leadership. Like I shared with you in the story, which was a real-life story, which was crazy, because what happens is that people will be so quick to blame others and don't understand their role or their accountability that they needed to take. See, this is important because team respect leaders who take accountability and work towards, watch this, family, solutions. You know, we always talk about here, we glance at the problem, but we throw everything at the solution rather than dwelling on the actual errors. Here's my actionable tip. If you make a mistake, acknowledge it. Explain the lessons learned and outline corrective actions. And then, like I said, keep just moving forward. Point number six is my favorite, message. If you're new to the episode, anytime that I say message, this is something you want to pay attention to. This is where you want to get aligned. If you're driving, please keep your hands at, I think, 10 and 6. But seriously, family, waiting for perfection delays results and reduces agility. There's a book that I always recommend for people that have that perfectionism mindset, because I still suffer with it. So from time to time, I have to remind myself. It's called Start Ugly. Again, the book is called Start Ugly. But let's get back to what we're talking about. See, this is important because delivering good enough solutions Faster allows for continuous improvement. Here's my actionable tip. Adapt a agile mindset of a iterative progress delivery and gather feedback and then refine and refine. Point number seven, stay in control of your meetings. Don't let them control you. See, meetings should be productive, not a time-consuming obligation. This is why it's important to have an agenda. It's important to even assign people, if they say, hey, I want to talk about certain things, this is what I would recommend. If you're during your project team meetings, I would reach out to the team and ask them, is there anything that they need to talk about during the weekly meeting? Because again, this meeting is for them. We need to understand, hey, what's going on in the project? We need to understand, are you having any impediments or any issues or anything of that nature? Because this helps the meeting, you know, be more productive than like, oh, here we go again. I got to go to another meeting. You want this meeting to be as actionable as it can. This is important because a well-run meeting drives decisions, not choices, but decisions, and reduces inefficiencies. Here's my actionable tip. Again, stick to a strict agenda and stick to time limits if possible. One of the things I also leverage is use a thing called parking lot. What is a parking lot? A parking lot is where if we have an agenda, we're going to get through the agenda. If something comes up during, you know, during the conversation, we'll put that in a parking lot. And if we have time near the end of the meeting, we'll go ahead and be adaptable to bring that in to talk about it. And in all your meetings with clear next steps. Point number eight, master conflict resolution, not conflict avoidance. I don't know why I did that. I just wanted to dance. But anyway, I digress. Ignoring team conflicts leads to resentment and inefficiency. This is important, family, because addressing conflicts head on fosters a healthy team dynamic. Here's my actionable tip. When conflicts arise, facilitate discussions with a neutral tone, listen actively, and guide the conversation towards a actual solution. Well, family, if you stayed this long, I truly appreciate it. Here's my final thoughts. I always want you to take action. When you listen to today's episode or any episodes that I do, I want you to take action. I want you to understand leadership is not about titles or years of experience or certification. It's about how you show up every single day. Listening to this episode is a great start, but true leadership is built through action, not just knowledge. This is why I'm always saying, take this information, this pragmatic information, and experiment with it at your job, because it's going to be important. See what works and see what doesn't, and what doesn't work for you, get rid of it. If you want to stand out, earn respect, lead with confidence. Focus on those three critical. Focus on these three critical leadership principles to help you. Here's one of the three criticals: lead by example, not by title. Like I said, your team will mirror what you do, definitely not what you say. So show discipline, show commitment, and most of all, be professional in everything you touch. Here's my action item for you: if you demand excellence, you be the first one to demonstrate it. Number two, listen more than you speak. Leadership is not about having all the answers. You know, one of the things that I do is when I don't have the answer, I'll say, hey, I don't have enough information to answer that accurately, but what I'll do is let me go research the information and I can come back to you. And I give a timeline. So I can get back to you in 24 hours or, you know, 3 hours, or depending on what the actual question is. And you want to listen actively and absorb insights and give your team space to contribute. Here's my actionable tip for you. The best leaders make people feel heard, not just managed. Not the last and final one, master conflict resolution, not conflict avoidance. I always talk about conflicts because we don't talk about that enough in project management. We kind of just kind of skip through it, but conflict happens a lot, and all conflict is not bad. Now, there's a lot of bad conflict out there, but sometimes there's some good conflict where we have really deep conversations where, yeah, the tone may change, but you as the project manager need to get everyone back in a calm state of mind. So ignoring tension doesn't make it disappear. It actually makes it worse. So address issues head on with confidence, fairness, as well as clarity. And my actionable tip, strong teams don't avoid conflict. They navigate through it together collectively. Now, it's your turn. Which of the leadership principles will you put into action today? The best project managers aren't just watchers, they are doers. So go ahead and lead with confidence, and enjoy. I hope you enjoy today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.